Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom, in the same church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Good and welcome, Reverend E.K. Kwale.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. Is this speaker working? Because it's working. Father, we thank you for this morning. We ask for wisdom. We pray for understanding. We ask the Lord, come and have your way in our midst. We commit our gathering into your hands. We say, Lord, come and take absolute control. Come and bless us. Come and teach us and help us to understand your word. Bible says the entrance of your word gives light and understanding. We are praying for that light and we are praying for that understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, put your hands together for the Lord and take your seat. I don't know where the Harmattan came from, but it's like we are entering February. But Achu, nobody has given you work in the control room. So come and sit down here. Prophet Achu. Ejuma, that's the work you do. Come and sit down. The one you are supposed to do there, you won't do. Come and sit by the beautiful girl. Pure water now, Beno. You buy bottled water. Sit by the beautiful girl. Oh, I'm waiting for you. Beautiful girl, there you sit by her. Sit by beautiful girl. Put that microphone off. It's still on. Are you not feeling good? You are not feeling good. Look at you. Amen. Move from that side. Come here. You come. One row is not done. Then you sit on third row. Because your father is Asafuache. Sit here. Amen. All right. So today, it's the last Sunday in January. Okay. And then the next week, Sunday, we are doing Valentine. It's a Valentine month. And I know that some of you, you have boys. And some of you, too, you have girls. And since you are happy. What last week, I met people in Trotro who said they were going to buy Valentine dress at La Paz. They are here. They are not like they are not here. They are here. They are in church. Where is Louis? Again, I met people who said they were going to buy Valentine dress. Like they have already prepared. If you get to La Paz now, everywhere is red, chocolate, flower. I don't know what people are looking for. Anyway, that's how the world is going. So, but some of you, I know that Valentine, nobody will send you a message. I mean. Even toffee red, you won't get. Nobody. Okay. So we are gradually ending the first month. We are entering into the second month. So the Christmas is over. The Christmas that you said 2024, you buy aeroplane. When we came for Chalak night, you better start buying the aeroplane tie. Now, because the month is ending. And today, I would like to close the chapter on what we've been sharing about work. So like I said, or like Prophet made us understand at the Chalak night, it is our year of work. Everybody say, our year of work. Yeah. And work is important. And I've been drumming for the past 3 weeks. I've been drumming it in your head that this year, everybody must rise up and do something. Rise up and work. Rise up. And you see, don't get me wrong. I'm also not saying that go and look for a job. Okay, write an application to a gas and oil company and tell them that you want to come and work there. I don't know what work they'll give you at a gas and oil company. Do you understand? You are writing a letter to Malcolm. You want to become a sales girl. No, I'm talking about working in God's house. Everything in God's house must be your concern. How do we clean here? It's work. How do we arrange the chairs? It's work. What do we do? What do we do to get people to come to church? It's work. Okay, so there are a lot of work. What can I do if I come to church? Can I sing? It's work. To sing is work. You are working for God. Because there are a lot of people who say they work. But real, you can't tell what they do. Tomorrow is Monday. Plenty of people stand here that they are going to work. But most people, when they go to work, you just cannot tell their job description. What are they there to do? There's somebody at my workplace like that. He does it like he comes so. But if you ask him, here that you are, what do you do? He doesn't have what he does. Like, he comes. We see him. He will come and, or he also come and park his car, the car park. When we all park, he also come and park. He's also, when they call for staff meeting, he comes. He joins. And when they are writing names of staff, his name is Pat. But we can't tell what he does. Do you understand? But at the end of the month, they pay him. Now, I don't want your life to be like that. So as you are here, you want to sing for God. You want to dance for God. You want to do something, play instrument. You want to be concerned about how this place gets clean. You want to be concerned about how other people can come here. That is the work we are talking about. Or I'm explaining something that is like rocket science. Is it easy to listen, to understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So we've been on it. And this morning, I'm preaching from Nehemiah again. Nehemiah chapter 4. I like the book of Nehemiah because it really talks about work. The book of Nehemiah, it really, really talks about work. People who were working. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? People who actually devoted their time to work. And like I've been explaining, everywhere you work, you'll be paid from that place. You don't get paid at Tigo. Nobody at Tigo will pay you because you work at MTN. Or you can't collect your salary at which school, right? This school, yeah, your school is called Glorious Jesus. If you work at Glorious Jesus, you can't go and take your school fee. You can't go and collect your salary at Glorious Pearls. Even though they are all glorious, but they are two different schools. Glorious Pearls Complex, Shelley, your school, Glorious Pearls Complex School. If the teachers work there, have you seen them, the math, even this week, they'll pay people. The math has ended. Harriet, they'll pay you. I pay people. So like by now, God is paying all the people who work in his house. I trust God pays you. Because for the last month, since we entered the year, I'm not sure you'll be doing anything that will attract God's attention to say that the month has ended. Let me pay this boy. Iman, let me pay this boy as he controls the sound. Rather, when we need you to control the sound, you go for engagement. Yesterday, you went for engagement. How many of you were not here for yesterday's service from the lips of children? You missed. Oh, I'm telling you, you missed. February edition is coming, try and come. You went for engagement to collect father-in-law money. No problem. Nehemiah chapter 4. Let me read from verse 8. I think a good place to start is verse 8. I can read from any verse, but I feel I have to read from verse 8. And conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it, to conspire. As people are working, others are scheming. They are having meeting. When we say you conspire, it's like you are making plans with somebody to do something. They all conspired. When you come to church, you speak English. And conspired all of them together to come and fight against Jerusalem and to hinder it. It is the work that people are doing. Verse 9. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. I will explain all these fantastic verses. But let's go to verse 10. Verse 10 is interesting. And Judah said, are you in Nehemiah? Are you at where I'm reading? And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. And Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. And there is much rubbish so that we are not able to build the wall. Today, right now, today, I am preaching on your strength will not decay. Write it down. Your strength. Your strength. You see, as you work, any type of work you do, any type of work you do, you will be tired. Pastor Richie, you teach. You get tired or you get tired. Annette, you say you work where? At international destiny. You get tired. You get tired. LP Harriet, you get tired. You get tired. Even you that you go to school, you get tired. I don't have to ask you, but I know. You get tired. Anything that is called work, you understand? Like, even you work where? You're a counselor. But last time you said you want to join the U.S. Army. But right now you are a counselor. And you get tired. But what do you do as a counselor? Relationship, everything. Financial counseling, relationship counseling, marriage counseling. You're about to write a book. Nice one. Please, when Pa writes the book, please, we have to buy it. We'll launch it. Where we'll launch it here or where? Art center. You'll be autographing. Nice one. Please, book, make it affordable, eh? Because my people here, it doesn't look like they have much money. I have members. God has blessed me with church members. You are writing a book. How long have you been counseling for? 2.5 months. You've been counseling people for the past 2.5 months. You're about to write a book. You see what I told you? Human beings, when you do something small, no, how to? 38 reasons why. You see how it works? Pa is about to write a book. Henry Kofi Amwaku. By Henry. What will be the title of the book? No, most of them. What's it? No, the people here, they are all along, I've been echoing what you have been saying to them. Me, I want you to say it in the mic so everybody will hear.
The subtle art of control.
The subtle art of control. That's the title of the book. The subtle art of control. I think it's a good book. Clap for the book, even though the book is not out. Oh, you're clapping. Pa is writing a book. Clap for the book. You are not clapping. Right now, what I'm about to preach, I've forgotten what I'm about to preach. The subtle art of control. I'll be preaching from that book. Everywhere I go, I'll preach from it. I don't know the book, but I like chapter 2. I like the chapter 2 already. chapter 2 is a very powerful chapter. I like that chapter already. So we'll buy it and then you autograph. Nice one. So back to what I'm preaching. The reason I came to church today. So I'm saying that every work you do, okay, there is a form of tiredness. Washing plates will make you tired. Washing your clothes will make you tired. Helping your mother to cook will make you tired. Going to school can drain your energy. Even sometimes oversleeping can make you tired. So there is something we call tiredness. And that thing we call tiredness is what Nehemiah was describing in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 10, and said that the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. It's an English word to use. Your strength is decay. They taught you decay in integrated science. Yeah. The strength is spot, it's rotten, it's finished. The strength of burden, the people who are doing the work, they are tired. And that is what is going to happen this year. If it is our year of work, work it moves with something we call tiredness. Everybody say tiredness. Yes, and you have to know about it. It's a very important topic you have to know, because at a point when you are getting tired, you will stop the work. And there are so many things that will make you tired. That is why I have come to explain to you. And I will still be in this passage. I will still be here. You understand? I will still be here. Because many things, look, if you are a spiritual person, aside immorality, you understand? Aside immorality. I don't have to explain what is immorality. But aside immorality, work also makes you tired. Work. Any form of work. Sweeping, washing, scrubbing. There are people here who don't scrub. Your father scrub and you bath in it. Don't scrub. So it makes, that's why when people go to work and they come back, the way they sleep, or when you are tired, there's a way you sleep. Hey, when my first boy started school, he would go to school. When he comes, when he bath brings him, he baths small, eats small, they start dozing off. Then the second one, running around, I said, "You, I will get a medicine for you." School resume. No, I said, "Chama, you also go." Now, when he goes to school and come back, see that he's tired. When they bath him, no, he's asleep. I don't know what they go and do at the school, but it's like as he comes back, it's like your Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12. Bible said that the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Do you understand? The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat a little or much, but the abundance of rich will not suffer him to sleep. The sleep of a laboring man. Do you understand? Somebody who is tired. When the person, you see, when you are tired and you sleep, it's nice. You sleep well. You can see that there are people who snore like elephants. Day to day snore. If you sleep with somebody who snores, pray about it. But you won't know. How will you know? Unless you marry the person, finish, then you see that, bray, snore like elephant crying. Like some prayer warriors who are speaking in tongues. Then you put handkerchief in your mouth. Yeah. The sleep of a laborer. So you see, what I'm trying to say is that there is so much tiredness in the system. There are so many things that can make you tired. Some of you, we have not even ended January. You are tired. You are tired. I'm telling you, you are tired. It's our year of work. The work hasn't started. You are tired. Oh, you are tired. When I see your face right now, I can see tiredness. Yes. So Nehemiah said, behold, or Nehemiah said, the strength of bearers, the strength of the bearers of burden. The bearers of burden are the people who are doing the work. Their strength that they have, the strength is getting finished. Even God, when he created heaven and earth, Bible says that on the seventh day, he rested. God was tired. There must be a reason God was resting on the seventh day. Or it was not said that he was tired, but there must be a reason God rested. Look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. He said, and on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he has made. So, tiredness doesn't respect anybody. I am telling you about it. It's 12 months. We are now ending the first month. We are left with 11 months more to go. Tiredness will set in. Your strength will decay. And you have to know about it. It is as important as knowing commas. This thing we are talking about. It is as important as knowing integrated science. Because when your strength is finished, when your strength is decay, you cannot work. You cannot do much. Now let's look at the things that can make your strength decay. Let's go back to Nehemiah. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 1. It's a good place to. Nehemiah 4 verse 1. Are you there? But it came to pass that when Sanballat heard that we builded the wall, he was wroth. That was, he was angry. And took a great indignation and mocked the Jews. Full stop. I will say full stop. Yeah. One of the things that can cause your strength to reduce is mocking. People mocking you. Yeah. Some of you have started church. People have started mocking you already. If you dress and you are coming here, hey, okwa, sorry. There's this question they ask, okwa, sorry. It's not like the person is really concerned about the church you are going to. But the way the question is asked, hey, okwa, okwa, sorry. Yeah. That thing alone, it is a form of mocking. As we say, we are coming to do Soli Sunday. You are going around looking for people and all that. Somebody is standing somewhere and the person is speaking against what we are doing. Somebody is mocking you. When people were building the wall, when people were working, it's their year of work and they were working, building the wall, people also stood somewhere and they were mocking. They were laughing at them. They'll laugh at you. If you say you that you are sitting down here, have you not laughed at pastors before? Which of you here will say that he or she has never laughed at a pastor before? A be a pastor be on social media, aquano or tubrophobia, the thing was over the bar. You laughed. Yes, Mama Pat. Mama Pat speak English in her church. You are here laughing. Do you understand? So that laughter is a form of mocking. And that mocking can make you tired. Look, somebody can mock you once and I won't do it again. How many of you know I won't do it again? Like, it's okay. Yeah. So now you cannot confidently say in the house that you are going to church. It is one of the things you must expect this year. Mocking. People will mock you. Your classmates, they will mock you. The people, you see, if you stay in the compound house and you are the only one who go to church, it's funny. Sunday, the people are calling their children that they should go and buy a cassava so that they'll pump food in the afternoon. You have bathed and you say you are going to, especially when some friend B has come to wait for you. Ah, you came to wait for Abena so that you go to church. Hey, but you're in Hawaii. Compound house, you will hear things. The people were mocking them.
Your classmates are, and sometimes some of them mocking it can even come from your parents, your friends, your sisters, your siblings, brothers. They were mocking, and it is one of the things that can drain your energy. Mocking. You say you are doing what? Basenta. Basenta. What is Basenta? They will use the name of the Basenta and laugh. When they start seeing you, they will start calling you Basenta. Yeah. One day, some people here went to do Basenta. They were doing the Basenta. They were preaching, having fellowship, and then somebody came and said, "Move free him." Then he said that the free lighter, Seche, Pentecost for Adi Omunya Dewe, Methodist for Omunya Dewe, Press before Munya Lighthouse for Mupede, Mufriako. Friako. Yeah. Mufriako, Mupede. Sorry, Adebiana, Basenta, Adebiana, mobilization, Mufriako. Yeah. Those are, you see, that's why I said that when you go to go and call your friend, you come back with sad news to say that they said they won't come. Yeah. It's a form of mocking. They can mock you. When people were building the wall, people were seriously mixing mortar and things to build a wall, carry block to build a wall. Some people were sitting somewhere and they were mocking at them. Expect. Listen, this year, 2024, Achu, expect that people will mock you. Expect that people will laugh at you. People are going to laugh at you. And that laughter they are going to laugh at you, is going to drain your energy. And then Nehemiah will say that. He said, let me read it again in English language. Verse 10. He said, and Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burden, the strength of the bearers of burden is decayed. And there is much rubbish, which means that there is a lot of work to be done, no? The work is not finished, but we are tired already. So much work to be done. But we are tired. Some of you, as I'm speaking, you are going through that phase of your life. You are going through that phase. People mocking you. That is the phase you are going through right now as I speak. I'm mocking you. Your area people. Yeah. Your class. You see, it also tells that in the class where you are, you don't live a good life. You are sport the class. You see, when you tell them you are going to church, they will mock you because they know your life in the class. Or you don't understand what I'm trying to say. You have insulted all the people in the class, including the ICT teacher. And so, if you come and call them that you should go to church, hey. Because the class one teacher is your boyfriend. And everybody knows it. So now you say we are doing swelling sand. They say you are going to call people to church. Hey. You are bringing them here to swell what? They won't come. They won't come. So expect people to mock you. Yeah. Expect people to mock you. You, if you know somebody who works at a mortuary, won't you laugh? If you know somebody whose work is to a carpenter, all he does is that he does coffins. You'll not be happy with the person. There are some professions, when the person mentions that this is what I do, you laugh. One day, I met a certain girl. As we were talking, then she was asking me that, what do I do? I said, I pound fufu at a choba. I told her, that's the work I do. Meanwhile, this is a girl I was chasing. She said, you pound fufu at a choba. Yeah. So, but she heard that. They said, I go to 37. I said, yeah, there's a choba at 37. That is that choba that I go and pound the fufu. She said, When we ended the call, that's it. She doesn't call me again. Because she can't imagine marrying somebody who pounds fufu. You that you are sitting down here, if the person you are about to marry pounds fufu, Shelly, that's his work, you'll be happy. The relationship is over. Then when people consider that their husbands are medical doctors and lawyers, if you go to a place, what does your husband do? He's a fufu pounder. Hey, even now, fufu machine has come that they grind the fufu. Now you there, your husband, they pound the fufu. Boy, you can't say it anyway. There are things you can't easily say. Even some people, when they marry people, the surname, they don't use the surname. Because that surname that you are going for, it's an the whole surname is a botanical name. Difficult to pronounce. Like Kayla, like this. If Kayla is getting married, her surname is Jackson. Nice name, Jackson. We are waiting for that boy who is coming. No, that boy who is coming with that surname to come and exchange Jackson. We are waiting for him. Michaela Nanaya Jackson, that's the name. Nice name, Jackson. Do you understand? Then you are bringing a name. There's a guy in my area. he repairs Aboboya. They want, I needed a guy to research. I said, what is it? They say he's called Sogava. Sogava. Ah, I said, what is Sogava? Then my wife said, oh, Sogava means bring the money. And I say, if you marry this man, Mrs. Sogava, I mean, how? Mrs. Antoinette Sogava, hey, you are going to throw Dakun, Abena Dakun away. Michaela Nanaya Sogava, hey, can I you like? You see, so it's a serious thing, though. Yeah, no, the surname, man. If the surname is more than 7 letters, then it's becoming funny. If we put the surname together, the words, not the letters. If we count the letters, it's more than 7. Then it's becoming some way. Good surname, dear, from 3 letters to 6 letters. 7 is okay. But the moment it's crossing 8, 9, 10, then we are getting to Sogava area. It's like, we can't easily pronounce the name. Yeah. So some people, when they marry, they say, look, keep your Sogava. I keep my Jackson. I just came to marry. So they don't call them Mrs. Just call me Michaela Jackson. I like it. Michaela Nanaya, Mrs. Michaela Nanaya Sogava. Hey. We add the Sogava to your name. People even mock you because of it. People just call Mrs. Sogava. Because they want to laugh at you. We all know you as Kayla, but we won't call you the Kayla. Because we want your heart to come. Hey, Mrs. Sogava. You can come and sit here. This is your chair. You think that they are giving you respect, but they are laughing at you. Yeah. So as you go and call the people, you think they are giving you respect. Say, hey, I'm sorry for no. Mamuyako. And they are laughing at you. They mock you. When people were working, even here, even there are people here who mock us who work here. Because you don't take part in what we are doing. You mock inside. You see, and sometimes you don't even say it all, but your attitude shows that you are mocking us. He said, it took a great indignation and mocked the Jews. They laughed at them. Nobody has laughed at you before. That's why. If you are doing something, somebody is laughing at you. It's a serious thing. Sometimes you are doing the right thing, but they will laugh at you. They've not called you to the board to work some maths before. As you are solving the math, maybe what you are doing, and the one laughing can't solve the thing. And him one that is laughing. Hey! You laugh at a point, you feel stupid as you stand there. Anytime you move to front to go and do something, the way the people laugh, they talk. Meanwhile, when they call them, come and solve it, they will also look stupid. Do you understand? So this year, we are overcoming every form of mocking in Jesus' name. Oh, your amen is very... I said we are overcoming every form of mocking in Jesus' name. Look, straight to... And you see, one of the things you understand that there is strength in numbers. Yesterday, when we went to the cemetery and we're coming. I told you yesterday we had a funeral here. 2024, dear. Die, no, we bury you. Die, no, we bury you. When we got to this road here, then we met people. wearing t-shirts. When I saw the plan, I said, no, my schooling Sunday to work. When I saw the put the wear t-shirt, orange, then not brass band, but you see this type of long car with speakers in it, you know, boom, boom, wait. Ask Reverend Abadja, what are so when we look on the banner, food, is that some new restaurant is come to open and they're advertising. I say, hey, a human being, and Nipa Beye 50. They were all big men with pot belly, and this is how they were going. And then the thing, I said, hey, you see how the guys have been saying, I said, hey, then they'll pause the thing, then the poor will shout. I say, ah, eh? Choba, so that we are come to open Choba. As I say, you share t-shirts to walk around and tell people that there's Choba here. And people were proud, people's fathers. But when you look at some of the pot bellies, you say, no, Aquano, ni age bear 62. Yes, counselor, we need to make them come so that you counsel them. Somebody with 62 years, eh? How do you advertise Choba? How long are you going to live for again? 62. I can't say I know, but any advertising Choba. Uncle Trump, baby, I be pay juice, I'm out, green tea, beer, my you drink. And I wouldn't name Chroma, who says Choba is here, and he made the deal. This is how she inquired. This is how Trump said, we should bring you light soup to. And be reading newspaper. How do you know all these things? you get trouble, so do you see? So listen, when we are doing something, and they were not shy. They were not shy. I don't know why you want to be shy. I don't know why when we are doing something here to go say what to go and call your friend to come to church. I don't know why you are shy. Sorry. I don't know. You see, we Christians, we have become shy. When it is time for us to do something, we become shy. You can miraculously come to church alone. It's a miracle. Shelly, okay, you have walked from your house here alone. It's a miracle. People were mocking. They mocked the Jews. They mocked them. They are going to mock us. I'm informing you. They are about to mock us. Yeah. You see, but the people were moving yesterday and they were advertising for the food. The way their numbers were, you can't mock them. They were a lot. You can't laugh at them. If it is one person who was carrying the food and he was shouting, you can mock at that person. These people who sell the akondo tea bread. Number two, the other thing that can drain your strength or can decay your burden is in verse 3. Verse 3. He said, now, Tobiah the Amorite was by him and said, even that which they build, if a fox go up, he shall even break down their stone wall. That is called discouragement. First one is laughing at you. The second one, you see, so when they laugh at you, the next one is you'll be discouraged. And discouragement can drain your energy. People can discourage you. Yeah. In medicine, one of the things that we are taught is that you must reassure. You see, when you even see that somebody is dying, a patient is dying, you must reassure the patient. Oh, you'll be fine. There's no doctor who tell that, hey, Obidiuka, I just from number to your wife. Because bear 6 o'clock, dear, Ubeko. Sometimes when we know bear 6 o'clock, Ubeko cry, we don't say it. Oh, you'll be fine. And when you meet patient family members, oh, she's doing well. That's one of the, oh, she's doing well. After 3 minutes, they'll come and tell you. Sometimes the person has died, cry, but when you say, oh, she's doing well, then they'll come and tell you that she has died. Discouragement. That this thing that you are building, even if a fox go up, how do you tell us that a fox can walk on the wall and the wall will break a fox? Fox, go into the box. No. Why? Because who brought that poem? Because I'm too big. How big is a fox? That when a fox walk on the wall, the stone wall, the wall will break. that are discouraging you. Now, say, asori na musimu yen. Asori, there is a way they can talk about the church, and you feel discouraged. Yeah. That's why now when you go to social media, there's so much nonsense insulting pastors. Look, when people gather and they start insulting pastors on social media, 2K views. You see 2,000 human beings who have bought data to watch somebody insult pastors. But when the pastor is doing church and it's on social media, Ubehuna nipa 5. Sa nipa 5 no kra, ya from kra mo data say mo she and sana they watch. Discouragement. People can discourage you. You can bring your results, your WASI, your BEC results. When we look at it, they say, hey, wait, she's auto be there. So that you are totally discouraged. Hey, where they don't find call baby out. Result we then find call SS. Yeah. This is your result there. Yeah. It will send you far. Yeah. You can bring your WASI result, they'll look at it and say, hey, wait. Unless you sell oranges and mangoes, fruit. We are a fruitarian. By this result, we are a fruitarian. Discouragement. You should know that there is so much discouragement. Plenty of people, look, a lot of people like to discourage. You are sick, your auntie has come. You are away. Auntie Agibano, say ya. No, di wu ye. Now, when you hear that, after that, you start crying. It's not because you are feeling pains from the sickness, but the way they said that, Auntie Agibano, Moses, say ya, me, man, the following day, no, yes, I know. I'm going to say, I could see you cry, I would do me cry. Yeah, bye, ya, I'm going to cry. After that, you see that, you start crying. It's nothing. It's because of the discouraging words you have heard. Because of the discouraging words you have heard. Some of you can easily become medical doctors. But because of discouragement, hey, uti way. Now, usha doctors, so for sure, mutia, and you say, there's a way they talk, and you feel depressed. But you see, I'm telling you to know that these things, and they quench your vision. And you see, you must be somebody who is on autopilot. Nothing can discourage me. I told you of a story one day. When we were in secondary school, JHS. JHS. Then JHS 3, when we were about to write BC, they came to the school. They said that one of our juniors who was in Form 1, he went to CP and went to swim. Then he drowned. Has died. They brought him. The guy, he came from Mepe. So we're supposed to go to Mepe to go and bury him. We don't know Mepe. Everybody wants to go because it's a form of excursion. Now they said the only way you go to Mepe is that you must be part of the school choir. We had a music teacher called Mr. Lai. So Mr. Lai, you come, then you come and sing. If you sing the song, then he will say that, oh, this is treble. Stand here. Through all the changing scenes of life, in trouble and in joy, the praises of my God shall stir my heart and tongue. We learn the song. Right now, after knowing the song, do we have to tell which of the parts you sing? You come and sing, then the keyboard. You can. We were 21 in my class. When I came and I sang, he said, stand here. I wasn't part of any group. He says, stand here. Hey, this story, when I'm saying it, look, those days, hey, Mr. Light, the man worried me. So I'm hopefully, you told man, bio. He worried me. When I sang, he said, Laikong, he said, Gamma, sing again. And I sang, bad one, beer. I stood there. When they feeling, they started selecting their people. Say, oh, fine. Okay, yes, your voice is not on the keyboard. I said, no problem. Everybody said, no problem. No. Say, no problem. If my voice is not on the keyboard, no problem. I went home. It means that I'm not going for the MEPI. No problem. I'm not quarreling with anybody. Now, they had the rehearsals. They were singing everything. Now, they were supposed to go to MEPI Saturday early morning. So because I wasn't going to my pay, me, I came for all night. Church all night. Where they were praying. Around 4, they said some people were looking for me outside. Because they were supposed to leave for my pay around 5. 4, they said somebody was looking for me. When I went, it was one of my friends. Emmanuel entry, Asari entry. Ah, Charlie, what they happy? He said, oh, the Mepe team, he was part of those going back. Charlie, he checked like, he get around his stomach. So he wants to come and ask me if I can go. I said, cry. Because I mean, the thing, I want to go already. Do you understand? So if you go, you say, you are a chorister. Oh, wow, fast. I left the all night, went to iron my things. Charlie Bass came, I joined. Do you understand? And you see, in the class, I was loud. I'm in form 3. So you, even my classmate, they can't talk my matter. Then you, junior, I come to say I'm in the car. Something will do you. No, I said my classmate, even now my classmate, when we are talking on the class, they can't talk my matter. Master, so it's not now that you form 2 boy or girl that I come to chook and say that I'm in the car. Hey, if you see me, you'll be quiet. I sat in the car. We started the journey, maybe. Mr. Lai was in the car. He didn't say anything. We went. I didn't say I'm coming to sing. I just joined. We were good. Unfortunately or unfortunately, when we got to the place, the funeral was already in session. So when we got, they said, we invite the school people to come and sing. So I went forward quickly, and then the MC gave the microphone to me. I am the one leading the song. By that time, you asked, where is Mr. Lai? Mr. Lai was plucking the organ. He is the one who played the organ. So he was putting the organ. And as I'm holding the mic, who are you to come and collect the mic? I know the song, but I wasn't part of the rehearsal. Today, I'm the one who will lead. Look, the stone the builders reject will become the chief cornerstone. I said today, I am the one. And I said in my head, you, Mr. Lai, I'll show you that my voice is not on the keyboard. He do the ping, ping. I told you he's an Ofrija. You see, the Ofri people, during the day, they can't see what's on the ping, ping. When he lifted his head, Ima was holding the microphone. I bent the song proper. Look, we're at the funeral. You can't laugh. We are here for, somebody has died. We have come here, people were crying. You have come to laugh. Laugh at who? I bend the song. I had a mate called Comfort. She's in Ghana Police now. Yesterday she graduated from, I used her for my status. She was trying to tell me that challenge. God, that girl was the one. What if we go for assembly? They say, give the tune to them. You see those people who give the tune? The hymn, she's the one. But that time, me and her, every day we fight. Hey, so we don't. So she was trying to save the sister. She might be. I said, Madam, my man shining. What? This is why I'm coming to cut my album. Here, I want to cut my album and latch myself. Like the way Pai is about to write a book. Look, I sang the song, everything. We sat down. We went to the cemetery. We came back. When we came, the family members gave us kenke and shito. We ate. Now, we were supposed to go back to Accra. Then Mr. Lai started. Ewo yima, mini banning men ebo no akọ microphone. I kept quiet. You see, and he was the only one talking. Because I said, my classmates, they can't talk that thing. Then you, junior, you are coming to talk. Oh, unbe sheshewo. Yeah. Unbe sheshewo. So the man insulted me in the car till we got to Accra. I said, no problem. But I sang. No, I sang. You cannot discourage me. That I'm saying that do not let anybody discourage you as you work for God. Don't let anybody make you feel that you are doing something less. Not at all. When you are working for God, then you are not doing something less. This is my classmate. Recently, they created a class page. When I came on the page and I typed, hi, then one of them, Bishop is here. That girl that used to fight with her. That is to fight with her. But I told you yesterday, when I say fight, we really fight. Serious fight. Look, after school, when she see me, she calls me Bishop. But she has seen that I've become a proper human. This morning, I sent her a text. Harry, read this text. Read this.
Bishop, oh, this one. Bishop, this words mean so much. Thank you so much. So much. This has...
Yeah, Bishop, if you look at all our texts, if whatever she has to call me, eh?
Thank you, Bishop.
Uh-huh. It's Bishop, she'll be calling me. No, I used to fight with her. First day, she doesn't think I'm a bishop. Even that time, coming and I look at myself, I wasn't a bishop. But now she cannot, like, she has to call me Bishop. Nyami Nepa. What did I say? Nyami Nepa. You, who calls you Nyami Nepa in your class? I'm saying that the class 2 teacher is your boyfriend. Why would they call you Bishop? Do not allow anything and anybody to discourage you. Because she cannot discourage me. Even though she works at Ghana Police, she's IGP or something. She can't use the IGP to bully me. No. If you bring IGP, I also bring you something else that I do. Yeah. Number one, they were mocking them. And then number two, they were discouraging them. These two, they are the things that will cause your strength to decay. It will make your strength decay. You'll be tired. It will make you tired. Sometimes it's your parents that will cause the discouragement. In the church you are going, I've not seen anything on your life. When I was pastoring our church in Tamale, one day I was there, a parent came. He said, "Please, do you know me?" I said, "No, I don't know you." He said, "I am Elijah's mother." I said, "How may I help you?" He said, "Since my son started the church, I have not seen anything to her life." I said, "Me too, I have not seen anything to his life." I told him, "I have not seen anything. I've not seen anything." Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Don't allow anybody to discourage you. When you are singing in the choir, sing with energy. You can see when I'm preaching, I don't preach as if I don't know what I'm saying or I'm afraid of what I'm saying. No. If you like, collect me and go and put me somewhere, it's just the same way. See what I'm saying, the same thing I will say. Don't be tired. Don't let anything decay your strength. He said, the strength of the burden of is decayed. Their strength is finished. Their strength is getting finished. The people are tired. Small choir you are singing inside, you are tired already. Small choir, small dancing star that you come here and dance, you are tired. You are totally tired. So you will not dance again. You won't dance again. Small drum you play, you are tired. Now, if we want you to play the drum, we have to clap for you. Let's clap and invite a minister. Achu. Ansan. Her surname is Ansan. Your surname is Ansan. You marry somebody's child, Mrs. Ansan. Achu wedding there, you all have to come. Charlie, write the book early so that when we get money, we can sponsor the wedding. Book now, Henry Bechuron, Ubeto. Harry, he says you will not read your book. And so how are you going to sponsor your wedding? Book now. That's the book when we sell. You don't know. You said the subtle art of control. I said I like chapter 2. The subtle art of control. You won't buy the book. You buy for, here alone, you buy for. Now, how to strengthen yourself? Because when your strength is decayed, how do you get your, if you are sleeping already, and your strength is decayed. Now, as she sits there, I say her strength is decayed. So, take the book and write. Strength is decayed. Brah! The way you have been sitting down, strength is decayed. If not because your mother is shy of me, like next week you won't come. Strength is decay. How to strengthen yourself? Still, we are there. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God. Sorry. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set a watch against them day and night because of them. If you want to strengthen yourself, number one, make a prayer. Have a habit of praying. 2024, if you are going to survive, do you understand? If you are going to what? Survive. Everybody say, if you are going to survive. No, you see, when I even say that, there is no end. Say, if you are going to survive, then you need prayer. You need prayer. He said, we made prayer unto our God. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God. When the people were mocking, when the people were discouraging, the way they strengthened themselves was they made a prayer. Prayer. Hey, you cannot live this Christian life without prayer. I'm telling you. This is not football. This is not politics. What I'm describing is not politics. Look, you can do politics successfully without prayer. It will work. Oh, yes. You can do football. You see, the people who pray football, the people who pray, they don't mean the prayer. Yes. You can become, from today up to the time you'll be 25 years, you can become a medical doctor without prayer. It will still work. There are drunkards who are medical doctors. No. There are drunkards who are, they are thieves who are accountants. You don't need prayer to become an accountant. But I'm saying that if you are going to stay as a Christian, if you are going to stay as a Christian, Christian, S-O-Y-V-E-Z-A, Christian. If you are going to stay as a Christian, you will need prayer. I'm mocking me. I spelled Christian. You need prayer. Young people, let me tell you. If you wake up, okay, there is somebody called God. You see, you live your life totally as if you are attending a party with jollof. You don't pray. You don't pray. Look, it is one of, if the devil can get you not to pray, he has won. Some of you, in the last 2 weeks, you haven't prayed. I love what I'm preaching. In the last 2 weeks, even opening prayer we do, you think that opening prayer is just a procedure? It's like we are praying to while away time. Oh, we start. I can start the service with preaching. Dada, start preaching without opening prayer. It doesn't mean anything. When we did opening prayer, what happened? The demons have died. The demons are still here. They are finding you people to sleep. Every service, there is demon. Every service, every church service, demons are around. Oh, yes. Jesus had a church service. Demons came. God, he had a church service in Job chapter 1. The devil was there. The devil was moving. God come. Hey, what have you been doing? So, me, I've been moving to and fro. So then it was in that service that God asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? That was what brought Job all the issues. Then Job three friends came. So they came to talk nonsense. Then in Job chapter 48, verse 10, Bible said that, and the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. You live your life. Mamiya, you think that because your father is a reverend, let me tell you, the reverend is not a family property. Because your father is a reverend, so automatically the heaven you are going or you are spiritual. No! No. If I'm a reverend, my son is not a reverend. My son is not. How can my son be a reverend? If you see my son, you call him reverend. You're a fool. He's not a reverend. So because your father is a, you see, well, at this point, we can say that when your father is praying, his prayer covers the family. But it just covers the family. But that prayer, the prayer of your father, doesn't make you spiritual. Or do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. It doesn't, your you see, some of you in the night, you hear your mother's praying. Even those times they pray those prayers because their rent is finished. I'm calling them for rent. Then they'll come and put on candles in the night and pray and disturb us. But if everything is going well, those of you sitting there that your parents don't pray in the night, things are working for them. That's why they don't pray. They let their mother hear some bad news. You see, our machine don't wake all of you up. Hey, one day I was there in the midnight. I heard my wife pray. I said, why? She said, you have some dream, B. I said, I'm near Causeway. When I said that the thing was becoming too much, I moved and went to sleep in another room. And if you have a bad dream, you are disturbing me because of your bad dream. Yeah. Prayer. The people prayed. He said, we prayed unto our God. Listen, if you want your strength to be there, you have to pray. Prayer is like charging yourself. Jude 8. Building yourself in the Holy Ghost. All of you here, you don't pray. Are wearing P4C. You sit, lose it. The fear of the Lord. Momo Jesus. Momo. You think because your shirt, there's Jesus on it, because of that, you are spiritual. There's Jesus on your shirt. You are spiritual. No, it doesn't work that way. All of us, find protocol, not allow me to ask everybody one by one, when was the last time you prayed? Including Michael and Anaya Jackson. So some of you, when we look at your face, by your face, you look very spiritual and proper. But you are bad. If Kela stand here and I stand here and they say you should choose an arm robber, you choose me. Yes, my face looks like an arm robber. How do you say Kela is an arm robber? But as she's sitting down here, she can't remember the last time she prayed. That is why discouragement will work on you. That is why mocking will work on you. Prayer. Everybody say prayer. Yeah. This year, you want to stay. This year, you want to do more for God. It requires prayer. What we are doing here is not PTA meeting. Even GES has stopped PTA. They canceled PTA. They said there's no PTA. There's no PTA. It's only parents forum. It's called parents forum. What do they? Only parents will gather. Parents and guardians. The teachers will be where? It's PA, parents association. And so the T is there. But your school is an international school, so that's why it's parents forum. Our only site is PA. PA or PA. It's the same thing, just that the name changes. Do you understand? As for the name is Susu Collector. It's the same as Mobile Banker. It's the same thing. So just the same work, but the names are different. Your own is Forum. The Parent Forum. Ah, that's a nice word. International school people. Clap for her. International, their school fees is 8,000. Your school is called what? Eh? Your school. Online, clap for online, international school. The PA, the parents from, they do online. And Saito, our own is what? Association, PA, Association. Assembly Hall. You just want to know more, pure water. I just want to know pure water. International school people. International school. Or, your own is also what? PA. It's what? The same PA. Saito, that's where we all go. International school people. If you see international, their school fees is not easy. And these people who sit in front, hey, their school fees is easy. Actually, this one has school fees alone can make pay your university. Hey, Osiapu, Tanaho, your school fees how much? 3,000. 30 million. Actually, 30 million. Only 30 million. Can need 30 million. But if you get 3,000 right now, you stop church. You are a rich man. If you are walking, we have to carry you. You don't walk on the floor because your shoe will be dirty. 3,000. Hey, this one, you know, balance. But actually, your school is free. Free. That's why you don't value that. Yeah. Prayer. The people prayed. Young girls, pray. Pray. 30 minutes a day. Felicia, pray. I said pray. Everybody, 30 minutes a day. Last 2 weeks and last week, we're doing fasting. When I looked at some of you, your face say, where did he? We have fire poch. Fasting, just look at how your cheeks have come. I'm fine. You didn't fast. When you walk, I say, the hamata. Some of you, if you don't want to fast, then you use me, say, even right, like Reverend Ikeka is not fasting. But this time, Reverend Ikeka is not fasting. Are you in my house? Where did the poch? You die will say we're fasting. You eat more than when you are not fasting. Right now, the fast is ended. Nobody will force you to fast again. The fast is ended. The fast, it has ended. Nobody will come and force you to fast again. Pray. Are you not a Christian? Stand on your feet and pray. I'm encouraging you, pray. Learn to be a spiritual girl. There are so many things prayer can do in your life. 2024, make it a habit to pray. I will pray. I will pray. I will pray. When you wake up, pray. There are so many things that are fighting. You don't know. You don't know. You wake up, you don't pray. All is that you take that your smelling school bag and then Otilo, you're on your way to that your school. That they convinced you that it's an international school. International school that is only in Soto. How does it become international? Or you don't understand the word international. International, it is in more than one country. That your school, where, which country is it? There's a school here, it's a Alpha Grace International. Apart from here, which other country is it? Togo Crowd, the school is not in the, I think it's international. Hey, Glorious Jesus, is it international? It's international, is on it. Glorious Jesus International School. Multiple, the school that is just by the roadside there. Where else is that school? Now you are denying your school. Silicon Valley International. That one is international. That one, I know that is international. Sam is in Ghana. Sam is somewhere. Yeah. But some of you sitting down watching my face. Your school is not an international school. Correct. Rect Academy Limited. It's a business school. it's a limited. The school that has limited. It's only Rect that I've seen, the Rect Academy Limited. Is that not the name of your school? Hey, brah. Hey, Fancy Pim. Is that not the name of your school? Rect Academy Limited. There is limited. It's not a mistake. Somebody has done his school, has given the name to the school. You are here telling me it's a mistake. They say it's not a limited. So why is the limited? I also saw the limited some time ago. It's a business school. Pray. Everyone say pray. Say I will pray. Lift up your hand and say I will pray. No, you say the way you are saying it doesn't look like you. But say I will pray. Say 2024. I will pray. Mommy, you have said that. You say I will pray. I'll pray. Prayer will take you from so many things. Yeah, it will deliver you from rape. As you are in the school, you are walking around. The IC teacher is looking at your buttocks. Prayer will blind him. That your compound, when I'm preaching, you don't like it. That your compound, a certain man has been spying you, Brad Kwame, the one just behind the road. He's been spying you. That same guy called you, you told him that you come. You there go. Prayer will deliver you. Yesterday we learned. The title of the yesterday preaching was, and God said. Yeah, God said he would deliver you from wicked and unreasonable men. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Yeah. Pray. How do you live a Christian life without prayer? It's not possible. How do you go to secondary school? You have not done commerce. You say you do commerce or you are allergic to maths. Anytime you see plus, it reminds you of the cross of Jesus. You don't like maths. You don't like maths at all. And you want to become an accountant in future. Where are you going to pass? Even journalists are doing maths. Journalism, they are doing maths. And an accountant, you don't like maths. Anytime you start seeing the mats, you get rashes. And you let your rashes continue. It is not possible. It is never possible. You cannot be a Christian without prayer. And that's what I'm stressing. You cannot live a successful Christian life without prayer. It's clear. I don't know how I should say this thing. Felicia, a successful Christian life, you can't live it without prayer. The devil will mess with you. The devil will frustrate you. The devil will worry you. It's a spiritual thing. As you are sitting down here, it's a spiritual thing you are doing. You think it's just PTA you have come. Move on to the next point before they say that I'm angry. I'm not angry. I'm angry at the devil. Next one. The next way to strengthen yourself is that have a mind to work. Nehemiah 4 verse 6. So we built the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind. For the people had what? A mind. Last week I preached about that. A mind to work. A mind. You want to be in the choir? Have a mind to be in the choir. If you have the mind to be in the choir, nothing will take you out of the choir. A mind. The people had a mind. A mind. The people had what? A mind to work. A mind to work. I will explain far. I explained that in last week. And the last one. Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 17. And they which built on the wall, and they that bear the burden with those that laden, everyone with one of his hands wrought in the work, and the other hand held a weapon. 2024. So that your strength is not decayed. You need a weapon. Everybody say a weapon. Say a weapon. As they were working with one hand, they were holding a weapon with the other hand. As they were working here, they were also fighting the enemy with a weapon. The other hand was holding a weapon. What is the weapon? The weapon is the word of God. You are sitting down here. You don't have a Bible. No. To start with, the weapon we are talking about, you don't even have a Bible. I'll even pause here. You don't have a Bible. Your daily quiet time, you don't have it. Hey, look, if you don't have quiet time, you'll be empty and you'll be tired. Can you imagine every Sunday I'll come here to preach? You don't have a quiet time. What's your name? Peace. You don't have a quiet time. Some of you this year, you have never opened the Bible to have a quiet time. You have not.
Yeah.
You say you are a Christian. When they are calling Christians, you shamelessly join us. And when they are calling Christians, you join us. Quiet time. There is no weapon in your... You think the devil is afraid of you because you have body. Or you think the devil is afraid because your father is a reverend. I'm saying that Jesus had a church service and the devil came there. God had a church service like I'm doing and the devil came there. The devil can go to God's church. Who is Reverend Ike's church? The devil is here. Yeah. Look, church is one of the places that you meet evil. Yeah. We used to have some children. They were doing safe church. Safe church. They were doing, do you know sodomy? Do you know sodomize? Gazing. Yeah. Pushing penis into their waters. Safe church. Church, when we went into the matter, it was in church. I know somebody who came to church. He learned how to smoke in church. Yeah, the people, when they come to church, the people bring their jot and they give him. He learned it in church. The people taught him how to hold it at an angle 45. Taught him how to hold it. Church, eh? Church. A lot of people broke their virginity in church. Like where? You think all of us are going to heaven? It's not true. Some of you are sitting down here. Your name is not in the book that they will call us from. Your name is not there. As you are here, you are wasting your time. You better go and sell palm wine. I'm saying that you are just, you have to leave or rededicate your life again. There is no weapon that you see when the devil comes in, it is the word of God. It is the, you see, the devil is afraid of the amount of the word of God in you. You too, you are here. You don't have quiet time. Winfrey, you don't have quiet time. You don't have quiet time. Even on the day you don't go to school, you cannot wake up and pick a Bible and read and live by the things you have read. All of you here, you don't have quiet time. All of you, I'm telling you, you see, and you take that character and marry with it. You think when you grow up, you have your quiet time. Hello, one of the miserable people are your parents, those people down there. He's thinking of school fees. You are coming to tell him to memorize scriptures. You have worried him. Your parents, some of us, they are sitting down as Bishop is preaching. The calculation they are doing, you have no idea. No. Next week, they'll give you free reminders. They say, they'll give you free reminders. Go and give it to your parents. They owe school fees. You see. Sometimes by the news of owing somebody, it will not even make you come to church. You are here. You don't care what you eat. If you're hungry, you can just go downstairs and go and see your mother. If you see that she's standing in front of people, no, ma'am, I'm hungry. That thing alone will embarrass her to give you the money to go and eat. You don't know where she gets the money from. Yeah. Carry the word of God, the weapon. As they were working with one hand, they have the weapon in another hand. Yes, you are doing the work. Where is the weapon? Girls who don't pray. Girls who don't read their Bibles. Girls who don't have their quiet time. Boys who don't pray. You are a boy, you don't pray. What send me a mumble? I'm telling you. You are a boy, you don't pray. Jesus said that this kind goeth not, but by prayer. Look, there are things that will not go. There is no way. Some of you, if we say that, come and stand here, quote 10 scriptures, it will be a problem. It will look like we have embarrassed you. 10 scriptures. You cannot quote 10 scriptures. Meanwhile, you don't think about anything. Nobody worries you with bagels. Hey, when we're going to school, that's where you see the struggle. Parents who have come to school. Hey, one day I was there. Somebody came to knock my door, my office door. He said, "Sir, please, I beg you. The exams we wrote, I beg you. I have 3 children. Anytime I take the book to read, they take the book from me. Sir, please, do something for me. You have 3 children. You are now coming to do nursing. 3 children, how will you learn? How will you learn? Why won't your children pick your book when you start to learn? Now you have written exams, you are now coming to beg. Because she knows she wrote foolishness. You, when you pick a book to learn, nobody takes the book from you. There are some of you sitting out here, your parents go to school. You can see the struggle. She is working to pay her fees and pay your fees. She is working to give you food to eat. She is also sitting down to learn. Even she passed the exams. And you can't pass. The word of God. The weapon is the word of God. May you be filled with the word of God in Jesus' name. It is one of the things that is going to strengthen you in this year. It will strengthen you. It will make you strong. The word of God will make you strong. You are empty. You got nice tablets you have. You can't wake up and learn this. What are they singing? Nice tablet. You see, some of you, even the paper Bible, you don't have. What do you think will touch God's heart to give you iPad? That's why every day your prayer is that, God, give me tablet. He will give you para. You will never get it. Because even the paper Bible, you don't read it to convince God that you are serious. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Listen, pray. I sincerely believe that. Listen, if you can attach yourself, you pray. If you can learn to pray, if you can learn to have a lot of the word of God in you, and also have a mind, it will work. Lift up your hands and begin to pray for yourself. Ask God to help you to pray. May the spirit of prayer come upon us. May the spirit to study the word of God come upon us. Pray. Even the prayer, you are praying in your head. Open your mouth and pray. This is where you can open your mouth and pray. But even here is a problem. Ma ko rabandaba. Ma seketu rabandebre sekendelebe. Radorobo simande karabaza tu rabandebre. Ako razibe kalando zatere kendebe. Maso katabra siande kebe. Father, we thank you. We commit ourselves unto you. We pray, O God, that may our strength never decay. In 2024, may our strength not decay in Jesus' name. Lord, give us strength. It's our year of work. Every form of work causes tiredness. But we pray, O God, that if tiredness set in, may you give us something to help us keep going. We thank you, Holy Spirit, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. Oh, I said put your hands together for Jesus.
This has been the Unadulterated Word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.